Hello, world. This is the Sydney Silver Show. This is a show designed to piss y'all off until I make y'all love each other. That's right, friends. Time to duke it out and then make up with lots of great makeup sex and loads of kisses. I've lost my place. That's okay. Okay. While we're at it fighting, we are going to feature loads of unconventional therapy that would get the therapists of the world try to get us all locked up. We'll be careful about that. We have your hottest celebrities, hot male models, sexy hot male models, and don't worry, we will try to make them take their clothes off for your entertainment purposes. We have the good news, health help, skits, talent shows, and lots of advice, especially for you weird-ass kinky ones. That's right. I am Sydney Silver, and this is my fabulous co-hostess, Tiffany Turney.
Hey, y'all.
Whatever I say that she disagrees with, she's going to sit here and argue with me. And we will get into cat fights.
Yeah, we will. As you saw, I just tried to interrupt her already, and the show just started.
Yeah, I almost punched her out. Almost went boom. So, hey, Tiffany, you want to say hi?
Hey, guys. I am Tiffany Tony, the hostess with the mostest. And I might be brown sugar, but I ain't always sweet. I tell it like it is, guys, and we expect you to do the same thing.
That's right. You want to try the brown sugar, though.
Everybody likes chocolate. Come on.
All right. So we are in studio with a very special guest. His name is Jeff Bonilla. It rhymes with vanilla.
It's actually Jeff Bonilla.
Bonilla.
My joke doesn't work.
No. But see, just made me regress back to like the third grade where it was vanilla. So
I'm torturing you like a third grader?
You can never get away from it, right?
Was it ever vanilla?
Oh, but they were really hot.
That's true.
Milli Vanilli, oh my gosh. Wow, those guys were hot. I could totally understand why they took those models and did that whole thing. Because after I watched them, I had never seen Milli Vanilli before until like a couple years ago. And I was like,
oh my. Just like that, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. So anyways, Jeff is a born-again New Ager who used to be a cop. Sells reality shows, makes short films, makes music, is a talented singer, and is an author. We even have his book here to show you.
Yes, we do.
So, when do you get to talk to a cop like they're a real person?
I know, without getting harassed.
Right? But we get to with Jeff today because he's like declassified, kind of like in those UFO documentaries, how, you know, the ex-military sergeant can say something.
Should we be blurring his face out? Is he okay? Like, is he going to be all right?
Yeah, we'll change your identity. Yeah. That's actually not even his name. Bonilla? Is that how you say it?
No.
It's actually...
I'm slaughtering it. Say it again.
No, I'm just kidding. That's right. Jeff Bonilla.
Jeff Bonilla. Okay, yeah. Awesome. Well, good
we'll
to have you.
We'll get security to make
sure
you're safe to your car after
So we're going to go to our first segment really fast. It's the good news. So can we go ahead and play the good news intro? I just thought it'd be cute to have everybody cheering and clapping for that. So I think you heard on our last segment that we talk about the good news in our life or in the world, whatever we want to look at that's good, that we think is good, because it's a point of view, right? Mm-hmm. And I like to reverse things and try each time if I can to think of something that was bad and turn it into what could be good out of it. You know, what's the good news in it? So it might offend some people, but I
Those
feel like
darn
there's,
pessimists.
I think there's good news in everything, but I'm not sure. And it's really the way you take it, but I'm going to try. Sounds some things good. Are really hard. So who wants to start? Who has some good news for us?
I think our guest should go first. How about you, Jeff?
Do you have anything for us, Jeff?
Good news. Always have good news. I'm glad to be here with you two lovely ladies.
Aww. Awesome. Can you see yourself on that camera, by the way?
I can, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
just
I'm blurry, but yeah.
Make sure that you're there. Okay. There. So what is your good news?
Good news. Well, in the process of in development stages for a movie that we're going to be doing, so I'll be producing.
Yay! Is it a feature?
Movies. Yeah, it'll be a feature.
It's
awesome! Wow! So that's kind of cool. Congratulations!
And you've written really hard our parts in already, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Yeah, our parts.
And I hear that you're like to be killed on camera, right?
Well, I don't like to be. It's just, this is just what I'm working on this week.
I'm going to be the brown sugar. She's going to be the white sugar. Is that a deal?
We'll reverse it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I like reversals. Sugar I reverse everything. There we go. Okay. So she gets white face and I get black face.
Okay.
So, Tiffany, do you have anything formerly known as Tanisha.
Well, see, let me tell you guys a story about why she called me Tanisha. I went on a couple dates with this guy a couple years ago, and I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and he grabs me and is like, oh my God, you got to meet my friends. And he introduced me as Tanisha with confidence. Like, he knew that was my name. And I was like, dude, we've been on two dates. My name's Tiffany. And he was like, no, it's Tanisha. Like, he was going to argue with me about my own name.
Well, it's okay. I get called Perth all the time.
Call what?
I get called Perth all the time.
Perth?
Yeah.
Why?
Sydney, Perth. Okay, it's a dead joke. It didn't work. Okay. So anyways, Tiffany, what's your good news?
My good news is my brother got a basketball scholarship for college. My little brother. I'm so excited.
That's good. Yeah. Okay, awesome. Excited. Yay.
Very good.
All right, my good news is going to be about Trayvon Martin. I think his last name is Martin.
Okay.
Right? Okay, I didn't know anything really about this because I don't really watch TV and stuff. But I was like, ooh, wow, that sucks. You know, like as far as I understand, I wasn't there. But this guy came and harassed him. And then he got mad, starts punching the other dude. And then the other guy ended up shooting him, right? Well, it seems like a really horrible situation. So, and I don't want this to offend anyone, but I was trying to find the good news in this, and I did. And the good news in it was personal, which is that Trayvon's story really helped me instill in myself stronger and even further and more my commitment and my resolve to try not to react to disturbed people. Because it's when I react, and I've noticed this, when I react to disturbed people, I get myself in trouble.
Right.
There's violence. I've done the same thing Trayvon did. I threatened to kill this guy on the street. I was mad. He was harassing me. I could have been killed right after that. I thought he was going to kill me right after that. You know, fortunately, the guy's my friend now, you know, because I don't live in rich areas of the city. But, you know, it worked out well for me. It didn't work out well for him. But it was my resolve to, again, no matter what someone's yelling at me, the nasty things they're saying, or whatever disturbed things they're going through, for me to try to remain calm. And I took it as a personal message to me. So thank you, Trayvon. That's my good news. All right.
Optimism.
Okay.
It's key.
There we go. All right. So let's see here. We are, can we play the topic of the day? Me and Tiffany like to dance on all the intro songs. We're like,
Macarena.
Topic of the day, and then we're going to get to you, Jeff. Don't worry, but we can talk about this all day long. Shoot. Jeff, why do some men like to cross-dress?
Is that a question you can answer?
I think so.
I never crossed my mind. I don't really know.
Really? Are you lying?
Are you lying?
Lions aren't just in Egypt.
Yeah, we'll get the good stuff later, but...
Well, I think
I don't know about cross-dressing.
I think they do it for different reasons, but I know one reason is because they think it's better to be a woman.
Well, for sure it is better to be a woman, but I'm not going to go into that and get everybody's panties in a bunch. Are you wearing panties?
Today?
No. Okay.
No. Well, I did bring.
We got something for you.
A bra for you. Would you try it on first?
I won't try it on, but I do like taking those off. No.
Come on.
Can we put it on the guitar?
Can we just put it in front of you?
You can hang it. We can hang it here.
No, we want you to wear it.
Won't wear it. Sorry.
He's being a poopy brain.
Okay. Or if we call it a bro, will you put it on? Do you remember on Seinfeld when they were like, it's the bro?
Okay, fine. Jeff won't wear the bra. But I did catch a photo of a cross-dressing Muslim. Yeah. You're not even going to believe this. Forget vampire Jesus. Okay. Cross-dressing
you
Muslim.
You want to see it?
Me and my shenanigans. It's the Lucifer in me. I'm just kidding. Okay. Can we show Muslim one photo? There we go. I don't know if you can see it over there. Can you see it over there?
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. Can we show the other one? Yeah. The other one.
There were
one
people
more. Yeah. There we go. There he is.
Okay.
There he is, right in the middle. Okay. Do you see him?
You're crazy.
He's right there. I found him. He's the one in the burqa, the one in the black burqa. There's like five people in burqas there. So, okay, anyways, I was just kidding. Yeah, okay, so no, I'm just kidding. Can we show the first one you showed now? And yeah, there he is for real. That's actually a man in a burqa.
Gotcha.
I actually did find
that. But are there,
it's actually a crime I think they can be killed or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what the punishment was.
For men are not allowed to dress like
something
women.
Like this.
But it also goes vice versa. So at least it's fair. Yeah. But yeah, that's like super crime. And men do actually commit crimes. So can we show the third photo? This was what I call the crime burqa photo. I mean, there's got to be some guy in there dressed as a burqa. Or, you know what else? Not only do the men wear burqas to get away with crimes, I also found out, well, at least this is my theory.
This is your theory.
I think there's got to be a lot of women in those countries where they have to wear burqas.
Right.
That they're secretly going around and they're having sex with other men and they're having affairs and
well, of course
they're
they
stealing
are.
Things and then they well, just slip the on their burqa and they slip away into the crowd. I was like,
I'm
how
glad
can
you
they
got
let
this whole like
how can they let these women wear burqas? I mean, come on, it's like the perfect crime outfit.
It is the perfect crime outfit.
I love it. If you have to wear a burqa, I'm sorry.
But I think it's kind of beautiful and mysterious in a way that you're only preserving that for your man, you know?
You should utilize that. Oh, I'm not against burqas. If you want to wear a burqa, go for it. I'll wear a burqa sometimes too. I'm just saying. It's a perfect crime.
You're going to wear a burqa.
I'd be a little scared. I'd be like, you know, you women aren't allowed to wear burqas anymore.
With your sticky fingers.
Yeah. Okay, so Jeff, you used to be a cop.
I did, yes.
And
A long time ago.
You told us that you had some dirty cop secrets.
And he has a whole book full of them.
He has a book? Can we see the book?
Yes.
What is this book called?
This book is called So You Want to Be a Cop.
So you want to be a cop.
And you look really hot on the front cover of this.
Thank you.
Where can you?
Welcome.
You can buy this on Amazon, right? I have it linked on the SydneySilverShow.com.
Yeah, it's actually out of print. I'm working on an audio version of it right now, kind of updating it.
Oh, okay.
But it was one of the first books out there that talked about, you know, behind the scenes of being a cop, you know, how to become a cop, what happens when you're a cop. Although there are no groupie stories in that. That's a whole other book.
Yeah, see, we want to know that. What is a cop groupie? Cops
yeah,
have groupies
what is
like
cop group?
Rock stars do?
Bachelorette not, parties?
Well, I guess so, because sometimes I see men in uniform and I'm like,
yeah.
If you were
sure.
an ass, I'd be like, ooh, baby.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, if you look at that cover and if I pulled you over, Sydney, and you know, and asked you out, would you go out with me back then?
If you put that gun down, maybe we'd think about it.
He asked me a question. He said, would I go out with him?
Go ahead.
To be honest with you, I might. Yeah, that's pretty hot. I have a little bit of a cop fetish. It's not like, you know, cops have treated me really bad before too, so I'm also scared of them, and I also don't like them. But yeah, there's something sexy about a man in uniform.
I agree.
I might have been like, you're so fine. Okay, let's go.
Like, imagine if somebody else walked up to you in just a random blue outfit that happened to have their shirt tucked in. You would think it was so corny. You know, you'd be like, dude, untuck
yeah,
your shirt.
Weird, because don't they
but
design
so good this
the
way.
Uniforms to kind of be scary, like all robotic and like helmeted and.
Well, there's different types of uniforms, yeah, but those are the standard ones there that you see.
So, is this common? Do guys like cops and do the women do it too? Do the cops ask their victims out?
No, I'm just saying it's the whole thing that the guy in uniform, like as an example, you know, I would walk in, say, to do a bar check somewhere at a hotel or what have you. And all the waitresses are like, hey, Jeff, how's it going? How are you? You know, this and that. And then one time
you're protecting them.
I went back in just dressed in plain clothes and not one of them recognized me. You know, so it was like a real big letdown.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah,
it was like, the uniform.
It was the uniform, yeah.
Wow.
It really was kind of an eye-opener.
Well, one thing about uniforms, I always thought, for a while I didn't like uniforms, then I really got into them. And I think I started realizing it's because it kind of signified to me that the guy was like, he had a job, he was working. You know, he wasn't a mooch. He wasn't just trying to take all my
prisoners
money.
Prisoners wear uniforms too, Sydney.
Huh?
Prisoners wear uniforms too. How does that make you feel?
To be honest, and I hate this about myself, but I am sometimes attracted to prisoners. It sucks. When I used to have to take the bus, I took the bus for 3 years when my bus broke, and I always hated it.
You're like throwing your number.
I see some convict, all tattooed, just fresh out of
prison.
Doing
community service.
Looking at me like he's going to eat me alive, and I just knew he was scum and someone to stay away from him. I'm like, why am I turned on right now? I hate you. Just I'm looking this way now. Oh my God, he's so hot. No, I'm going to look this way. Yeah, it was horrible.
Well, Jeff, I'm sure you probably never felt that way.
Which way?
You know, seeing a girl in a prison jumpsuit.
Oh, yeah. Do you like prisoners that are women? Have you ever been attracted to a prison?
No, not that I can think of.
As a cop? Come on.
As a cop? No, I don't remember any.
Wait. When I was in jail,
Maybe nurses.
We'll talk about this some other time. Okay, good. We've both been in jail. I don't feel so alone here. When I was in jail, I was, up in the showers, and this one cop, they're not supposed to look at you when you go to the bathroom. And it was in, I think it's called Twin Towers with a glass.
That's right.
One cop would always watch me go to the bathroom, and I hated it when I was doing number two. I hated it. So I'm like, he's staring at me, jerk. And then another cop, when I was taking the shower, he'd always check the rooms at that time, and ding, 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 ding. He'd come and he'd look at me. So yeah, I think some cops are attracted to prisoners.
Well, probably. But you weren't in prison.
What's your dirtiest?
You were in jail. You weren't in prison.
Oh, okay.
If you were in prison, you would know.
Well, jail prisoners. So,
okay.
Jeff, what is your dirtiest cop story for us? Handcuffs?
Oh, man. Well, handcuffs were very accessible. They were fun. I do remember one time, it was Lake Tahoe. There was a closet. There was the bar that goes over, in the closet. And handcuffs like this. And,
I don't have one of those
good memories there. But,
50 Shades of Blue.
The coolest thing, like you were talking about the uniform. So one time I'm walking out of a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And the Trans Am of the day pulls up, right? And it's a convertible. And there's these two hot chicks. They pull up in it. And without thinking, I look at them and I grab my patrol car keys and I toss it to the girl. And she catches it midair.
This sounds like a 80s movie.
I'll trade you cars. And she goes, so that was pretty much it. That was my pickup line.
This never happens to me with cops. They're always really mean to me and give me tickets and stuff, and they're always really rude to me.
Well, I've had some good and bad experiences with cops.
Really?
You have? One time I got pulled over and the guy was like, "We're gonna have to pull you to the side," and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm going to jail. I didn't even do anything wrong." And he's like,
"He just wanted to frisk.
I like that crop top. What's your number?"
Yeah. So it happened to her. She got hit on by a cop.
Yeah, he was
pulling
cute,
her over.
But I was running late, and I was like, dude, come on.
That never happens to me. I swear, cops hate me. And I don't know why.
Well, they usually hate me, too. I just got lucky that one night.
Yeah. But people go, oh, you're a blonde girl. You're going to have fun. You know, cops love you. No.
You're going to have fun.
The cops do not love me, okay? And the only time, okay, there's the time I feel that cops love me is if I'm in my car and I'm not doing anything that they consider wrong. And there's some like cops on bikes or something, and I just kind of look at them and check them out. Then they get all
you
like,
get the bikers.
Girls, check us out. Do you miss being a cop?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you miss most about it?
Shooting people.
Yeah. Where else can you shoot people for a living?
I know.
There's some things I miss about it. You know, there was a lot of fun and crazy adventures.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of times, you know, when I'm in a car and somebody does something idiotic in front of me, then it's like...
You reach to turn on your sirens
exactly.
And they're
you
not
reach
there.
Over like, oh,
put your fake light on the top.
So when I first became a cop, I was working up north and it was really foggy. And so I'm at an intersection and all of a sudden, light turns green and this guy just completely cuts me off. And my first thought is, you jerk. And then I go, oh, I'm a cop.
I could get that guy. So, Jeff, we're kind of running out of time. I want to end the cop thing because you're also an accomplished. You've sold reality shows. You've got a feature film coming up. You're a singer.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. You're really
jack of all
doing
trades.
Well in the arts.
Thanks. Yeah,
you're a master of all
and do we have Jeff's song in there? Can we play just a little bit of it, a little clip? Okay, so we have one of Jeff's songs, and he's going to actually sing us one live, too. Awesome. So this is one of Jeff's songs. It's pretty amazing. Where can we find your music? It's Shock. Is it? That's not the one I heard. I really loved the one you sent me. This is a different one.
That was beautiful.
So I just produced a New Age CD.
Okay.
And that's up on CD Baby and Bandcamp, a couple of places like that. It's called Chakra Love.
Okay.
And it was something that somebody recruited me to do, and it actually turned out really great. You know, it was fun.
Can you check SydneySilverShow.com later and make sure I have it linked properly for you?
Yeah.
That way you can go there and check out his music.
So that was, so that's sort of a new age category. You know, it has a couple upbeat songs, but mostly, you know, that.
Can you go ahead and play us something live?
And then, well, I'll play you something live. I'm sort of doing like a little bit of Spanish and English right now. So this
okay,
is
I love it. I'm learning Spanish.
Bilingual.
This is a sexy Spanish song.
Ay, ay, ay,
like. It's called
chulo.
Me Dan Ganas, which means you make me want to make love to you.
Oh.
Respiro tembloroso, solo quiero gozar de tu miel. Me dan ganas hacerte el amor. Me dan ganas sentir tu calor. Me dan ganas probar tu sabor. Me dan ganas hacerte el amor.
Wow,
that was
amazing. Yeah, you have a great voice.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Really great voice. So where can people check out your movies and those kind of things that you're doing? Do you cast people? How do they contact you for that? Yeah?
Yeah. I don't have a specific site right now. There's, if you went to probably, you know, your page, I'll give you the right link. But
okay.
I did a short film, and then right now we're just, we got two movies that we're going to be doing. One is a horror movie.
Oh, that's why you asked about me getting killed on film.
Yeah.
Poor thing, she's always gonna be killed.
And that
first person to be killed.
I'm just kidding. The brown chicks are always killed on first. Come on.
Don't kill her first. Yeah, you gotta kill her like last.
Second at least.
Yeah. Okay. So awesome. Okay, well, I want to get back to you if we have time. There's so many things we could talk to you about.
You're like multi-talented. Just doing a lot. It's really, it inspires me, actually.
It's really amazing.
It really does. I need to be more focused.
Do we happen to have a clip of any of Jeff's videos or his films, or is there nothing in there? Okay. Can you flash his album cover? Let's just check that out really fast. And then I want to talk about Tiffany's film she did. Oh, there it is. Awesome. Chakra Love. And I heard another one of the songs on there, and I actually thought it was really amazing. So,
yeah, that was the healing.
And I'm not song. Just saying that because I've heard a lot of songs from new people. Well, I don't know if you're new, but I'm just saying songs from independent people.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, that was kind of good. next. Okay, all right.
No, you're really talented.
So, yeah, he is really good.
Acoustic's tough.
Okay. I want to just really quickly, before we run out of time, Tiffany did this really funny video, and I'd like to just share it with you. We're not going to play the whole thing. We're going to play a little teaser.
I should tell you guys what it's about really quickly. It's a spoof on the Hot Sexy Matrix that's on YouTube. So
about
I made my
women?
Own. About women and their level of hot versus their level of crazy.
And you reversed it?
So I did a reverse about men.
This is why I love Tiffany Tony. Okay, can we play a little bit of her?
Right. I'm Natalia Norwood. And I know you all have been asking a lot of questions about this hot, crazy matrix. And all of you women have all these questions about relationships. So I've decided to answer them all here today. We've created a hot, crazy matrix for men. And we brought in a specialist from UCLA. She's a behavioral studyist, specifically for males. And she's going to talk to us about how this whole thing works and go through the chart so that you all understand. Come on, don't be shy.
Yay. Hi, y'all. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Of course.
All right. So when you're dating a guy, you want to pay attention to two important things, all right? The level of crazy versus the level of hot. And she's going to go ahead and go through this chart with us and explain to us how this works. All right. How does this work? I see we've got a 0 and a 10. What are the levels of crazy?
Yeah.
And how do they relate to the levels of hot?
Well, what we do is we have 0 because we figure there really probably are some guys that are not crazy.
All right, so that was a really funny video. I just freaking loved it. When I saw it, I died laughing. And I was like, this is why Tiffany Tony is the most amazing chick, and she is here on the Sydney and Silver Show because I just love her. That was so funny. I loved how you did that, the crazy, emotional, sensitive,
you guys have to check out the video on YouTube.
And you got to figure out which slot certain guys go in. You don't want the black eye guy. right? The guy that gives you the black eyes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he is kind of in the hot zone, but he's in the really crazy zone.
Exactly.
So I remember that. So
I'm glad you remember that. That's most important.
I did. I remembered all the little things. There was only one zone I disagreed with. It was the husband material. I thought the husband material should be switched with, like, I thought
with
the husband
the fun
material.
Zone.
Yeah,
okay.
Should be a little bit more less crazy.
We can reconsider that.
But I understood your point. You want him to be a little bit crazy because then he's no fun.
Exactly.
But I'm sort of
you're over
drama.
Crazy,
I'm
aren't
over,
you?
I'm over. I'm ready for just like, you know, happy, calm. Like, I will try not to
I can
to be
handle
crazy.
Some crazy in moderation.
I like a little crazy too, I guess. Maybe you're right. You might be right.
Handcuffs.
There it
handcuffs.
Is.
And handcuffs for him. I'll tie you to that. Bed, baby. All right. So did you want to let us know where you can find it?
Yes, absolutely. If you go to YouTube, you can type in hot, crazy, sensitive matrix, and it'll come up. And we're also going to post it on the City Silver Show website, right?
Oh, awesome.
Can we post a link there?
Yeah. We'll post
and
it
Facebook.
On. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Remind me, please.
Okay. Sure.
We will post that whole entire video on the Sydney Silver Show website. And do you have a video that you want anyone to see? I think I posted your short film that you just did. By the way, on your films, how are you casting? How can people get a hold of you to send in audition stuff
or headshots?
For right now, you can find me on Facebook.
Okay, how do we find you on Facebook, Jeff?
Jeff Bonilla, yeah.
Jeff Bonilla.
And that's Bonilla. Are you Spanish?
I am.
Or French?
Spanish.
Spanish, okay.
Bonilla. Hablo español, pero no muy bien, porque necesito estudiar más.
Oh, she's good.
Oh, very good.
She just
that's
killed my
Spanish. Say. That's all I can say.
I can say it like this. Muy español es... No, mi español es muy
mal.
Malo. She got me. That means that's my Spanish is very bad. So, all right. Well, we're winding up here. We've got about a minute. Does anyone else have anything else they would like to add for the audience that I missed or, you know, didn't say? Do you have any ghost stories?
Oh, I have plenty of ghost stories.
Do you?
You do?
Is your guitar haunted?
No, but...
There's not enough time in this show.
I know. Bring me back. I'll tell you a great
story. We like you.
Do you believe in aliens?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you seen any? Yes or no?
Yes. Okay. When I was
we didn't even get to that part.
Really quick. You know the blue little ball that floats around, right? You've seen those in some movies?
Yeah.
It really exists. I saw it when I was a little kid. Flew up next to our car window as we were driving, then in front. And
that's why I know you. I must have known you on a spaceship. I swear to you.
There you go.
She's like, I'm crazy.
Or you're smoking those... Smoking those.
It's legal in California. It's legal in California. True. Okay, everyone. So the last 20 seconds here. Let's everybody say goodbye. This has been the Sydney Silver Show. You are watching Tiffany, Tony, Sydney Silver, and Jeff Bonilla. And we will see
Bonilla.
You next time. Bonilla. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. We will see you next time. All right. Bye-bye,
ciao.
Everyone.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.